Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heart strength that plays off.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome. It's your servant Bubba here today, and welcome to the Bubba Show. What's going on, everybody? Certain nothing going on in the markets. They just go up and up and up and up and up and up and up, and they never stop. They're never going down again. I don't know. I don't get it, but I'm not supposed to get it because we are waiting for a solid footprint to show up. And speaking of footprints, I did a little webinar the other day, and I think it was basically on looking at charts and reading the market footprint, so I thought I would share that with you today. So let's go take a little listen and see what's going on in the world of charting. Here we go. And welcome aboard. We'll call this analyzing the charts, and of course, we're going to talk about some fundamental versus technical trading and different things about that. And we'll do some stuff that you'll just see, and then we'll go to some real charts and look at it. So it should be fun. I think it'll be very beneficial. And it at least for those that follow me, it'll give you an idea of what we're thinking about, why I'm thinking about it. And you can kind of guess for yourself when what I'm going to say to do something. But first, I must read this disclaimer. I'm not reading it, but I'll give you 30 seconds. But it's all it says is there's risk and whatever, but in options and futures and I don't know, regulating bodies, all the good stuff. In the meantime, past performance is not necessary, whatever, in future, whatever. And that's it. So hopefully you had a chance to read it if you choose, but it is there for you because it's the law. So here we go. So for those of you who don't know me, I am Todd Barbara Horowitz, and I've been doing this for 36 years on all three exchanges in Chicago. Started out of the CBOE. I'm now a member of the CME Chicago Board of Trade, and had been a member of all three individually. Of course, now the CME and the CBOT is one. I am the founder and author of Bubba Trading and Options Made Easy and Bubba's Guide to Trading Options. Regular contributor to Fox Business, CNBC, Bloomberg, BNN, RFD, Phoenix TV of China, and Kitco News. Host of The Bubba Show and an original market maker in the SPX, or the S&P, as you know it today. So that's all good. And I'm going to give you some of the tools and things that we've used over the years, because for me, they have changed at the way that I did things. I didn't always use technical or charting analysis, because when you're trading on the floor, you don't have time to look at a chart. And so it is a little bit different, but the learning and the understanding of the way that money flows and the way that it goes will give you a much better understanding, because again, it's sad to watch good people lose money when there's no reason to. Now, again, it doesn't guarantee that you'll never lose money, but you want to at least have an edge, and you want to put yourself in the best position to be successful, which means you want to be better than a coin flip. And that's what we do. We give ourselves the best chance, depending on the different markets that you trade. I mean, you know, obviously there's grains and there's livestock and there's, you know, cotton and cocoa and, you know, and plus, you know, if you do trade stocks or futures, it's all those things. And the one thing you will learn, and the constant message throughout today, that they're all the same. Doesn't mean anything. There is not one item that means anything different, okay? So we're going to talk about what is technical analysis. We're going to look at some charts. We're going to look at the patterns, okay? We're going to look at some indicators. We're going to talk about the technical versus fundamental. We'll look at the phases of the market. And then, of course, I'll take your questions, all right? So as we look, so, you know, what is technical analysis? You know, many of us, are stuck into the fundamentals of different things. And again, no, there's nothing wrong with fundamentals if you're buying stock, okay? Because if you're buying stock for a long haul, you'd want to buy a company that was solid fundamentally, but you wouldn't just buy it because it had strong fundamentals. You would buy it because there was a technical reason to buy something that you knew had some underlying strength. But really, technical analysis is a method of evaluating securities, commodities, everything by using different items, volume, values, money flow, okay, different patterns. Again, it's a simple business if you make it simple. We, the individual, try to make it too much of a challenge. And again, I'm not telling you there's any guarantees that you will, you know, that you'll be immediately an unbelievable trader. But what you want to be able to say is that you're an unbelievable understanding of the market and that you know how to defend yourself. Because one of the biggest things about trading or investing is being able to defend yourself against an event occurring as well. So a technical analysis takes no fundamental information into it. It doesn't take earnings. It doesn't take anything into it. It doesn't take weather, you know, and of course, that's a very big thing in the farming community. And that's always, to me, has hurt and wrecked the average guy. Because remember one thing, okay, if you're trying to trade the news and you're trying to trade the fundamentals, by the time you see it or get it, there's about 9 million people ahead of you that have already tried to trade it. You're only catching the tail end, very much like the stock market today would be my guess. Now, technical analysis is based on three assumptions. The market discounts everything, which is true. Okay, the market prices in well ahead of any of us what they're going to do. How do they do that? Well, because you've got money flow. You've got speculators. You've got farmers and producers trying to figure out what's going on. Now, if we look at today's markets, every one of you, well, not, I don't want to say everyone, but 95% of you are carrying a laptop computer in your back pocket. You have some sort of a smartphone. You're looking at quotes a lot. You're trying to see what's going on in the market. And of course, if it's for your farm and you're trading and you're holding, then you shouldn't be doing that because all you're going to do is drive yourself crazy. All right. But we know markets price in things well ahead of time. There is no real surprise to any report that's going to come out. There is no real surprise to what's going to happen because, again, anybody who understands the market and who's, you know, working like with a major firm, they're already calculating all the things that go into the report. So they've kind of got the reports before the reports come out. Price moves and trends. Markets do trend. And we'll look at that when we look at the phases of the markets later. And history does repeat itself. All right. Now, it doesn't always repeat at the same price levels, but the same type of action will repeat itself time and time again, over and over. I don't care if you're looking at a 1 minute chart, or you're looking at a 1 month chart, the same patterns will appear on a regular basis. And that's what you'll have to decide is whether you're speculating or you're trading your farm, whatever. If you're, you know, there's different methods that all use the same tools, but of course, the shorter the time frame that you're using, the lesser the risk and the lesser the amount of money that you're going to make. And the longer the time frame you're using, the more reward, of course, the higher the risk. But these are all facts of what happens in the markets every single day. And this is important to understand, okay, because we don't mind trading on a short time frame. In fact, we teach how to be a part-time day trader. So make sure, you know, you listen, understand. I know you'll know some of it, but some of it you won't. Make sure it's on your head so that it helps you become better at what you do. Anyways, this is the Bubba Show, and of course, I'm Bubba. We're going to stop it here for a break, but before I do, I want to remind you, libertytalk.fm, the best station in the world, because that's where the Bubba Show's at and everything else. It's got a lot of great content. You can download the Bubba Show as well as the Sporting Edge with Xander on the weekends. We're going to step out here for break. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bob Horton, and come right back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bob Horton. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. The teaching and the training never stop. If you're here with me on the Bubba Show, and of course, Welcome back. We're going to go back and get some more info and kind of learn and understand this market. So let's go back to the training call. Here we go. Now, there are different methods for charting. There's a basic line chart, which I never really could understand it myself, but people use them. It just basically draws one extended line going back all the way through. Sorry. There's just a straight, what they call a bar chart, all right, which these little ticks on the side show the high and low or the open for the day. And you can see the momentum and the different colors tell you if the day was, if it was the day up or down. What I prefer is myself is candlesticks, and not because I use candles, because I don't use those types of indicators. I use them because they're bigger, they're easy to see, and it's easier to spot something that's happening. You can just see it faster. But those are the basics. There's other minor things that you can use. Again, what you really want to use is you want to use what's comfortable to you. All right? Whatever appeals to your eye is what you want to look for. Now, patterns. Okay? I don't know if you've heard of them. You've not heard of them. There's the head and shoulders pattern, and there's the inverse head and shoulders pattern. Head and shoulders, the regular head and shoulders, the one you might have heard of, is typically a bearish pattern. And basically you're looking at the left shoulder, the head, they call it, the right shoulder. The bottom is the neckline. If it breaks the neckline, it's supposed to go down. Now, I don't use this pattern at all. I think it's a worthless pattern because it takes too damn long to develop. I think that using the analysis that we teach and that we will use will find these patterns much quicker than this. This takes an extraordinary long time to develop. And of course, there's the inverse head and shoulders, all right, which is just the exact opposite. All right. But again, it's a pattern that I wouldn't use. I don't believe in it. It takes too long. There's many things to do ahead of time, and I don't want to wait forever if I see something, because I can trade five times within a cycle, maybe making or losing money. I can't tell you which way it'll be all the time, but I can be set up for when it does break the neckline up or down. There's what's known as the cup and handle, which is a very bullish pattern, but again, takes a long time to develop. And believe me, there is probably in this model right here, there's probably 50 trades we could have made while we were waiting for this whole thing to develop and missed most of the move. You know, I don't like to miss a big percentage of the moves. I like to be early because our analysis will just give us a better shot at catching it early. Now, you might have to trade it a couple of times, but you're active and you are there in case the pattern breaks off and goes straight in that direction. Waiting for these things to develop is a much tougher pattern, but this is an extremely bullish pattern used very commonly with very long-term traders, you know, that are using, you know, weekly and monthly charts. Now, this is more up our alley, double tops and double bottoms. Now, double tops, as you can see, we run up to a top, stop, come down, run back up, double top, and fail. Now, one thing you want to understand about these particular patterns, double tops and double bottoms, very simple. Double tops work best in a market that is downtrending. Because what you're really doing, you're selling a retracement rally into a market that is working its way lower. So a natural resistance spot to sell it would be a double top. Double bottoms work much better in a market that's uptrending. Now, they will both work in both. But again, we're more concerned with the higher probability trade that we're going to make. So we don't want to get involved in trying to use these too actively. You know, in today's market, especially with volatility where it's at right now, being overactive is not a benefit. Overactive is basically going to just cost you money. And we are not interested in throwing away our money and having the broker make more money than we make. There are what they call triangles. Now, again, you know, trading is, by the way, very geometrical. If you liked geometry way back in the day, then you'll love the trading patterns, because most of the patterns are somewhat related to geometry. Now, you have what they call a symmetrical triangle, which is what's happening is the market is narrowing and narrowing and narrowing in, and eventually it's going to make a breakout one way or the other. This particular one is up, but it doesn't have to be up. It'll be either way. It's going to break hard one way or the other, because what you're really doing is here is the energy is building up to pop and explode. An ascending triangle, which means you're really trending higher, will usually break to the upside. And of course, the opposite, a descending triangle, will typically break to the downside. But again, the reason I don't like some of these patterns, I'm not really interested in being a buyer up here. If we start to move up, I want to be a buyer down here, looking for it to break through there. Or I want to be a seller around here. And that we're going to look at these live. So again, these are just to give you a general idea of what's going on, you know, with the overall setups of the markets. And of course, there's then what we call the phases of the market. Now, I do things differently than anybody. In fact, I don't think if you've typed in the phases of the market, unless it's from me, you probably wouldn't see this. But I believe in what's called universal price, which means that all charts are the same. Okay? And what that means is that a 1 minute chart is the same as a daily chart. Okay? And you're going to say, well, you're nuts. Well, I may very well be. However, I can prove it. It's a mathematical certainty. And of course, that's all I care about is I don't care what I'm trading. I just care that I can put the odds in my favor. But if you exhaust and you take off the access of price and time, I could tell you this is a one-year chart. You wouldn't know the difference. All right. In fact, I did this when I took my crew to Vegas for a seminar. I put up 8 charts and I offered 10,000 cash if anybody could tell me what the chart was and what the time frame was, and they could not. And so my point is if we look here on a 1 minute chart, this appears to be somewhat uptrending. If we change it to a 5 minute chart, it's a little bit flatter now. It's more like in a consolidation pattern. Okay, it may be big, but it's still pretty much chopping between a top and a bottom. If we change it to a 30 minute, we've got a couple of different patterns, but here at the end, we are consolidating. And again, obviously we're gonna go further. You can see it develops. Now you've got consolidation followed by tighter consolidation, followed by even tighter consolidation. What does it mean? It means this is getting ready to make a big move. We go to a daily, and of course that looks like the 4 hour. And then if we switch this to a 3 year weekly, we're just in tight consolidation for the last 10, 12 weeks. Once after OPEC, this happens to be oil, this has been it. We've been stuck in this range and have been unable to break out of it. Doesn't matter. They're all the same. So if we look at a chart and we decide, you know, how we're going to trade it. So here we are in consolidation in this product. So let's break it down so we can show you all of the phases of the market and we can see what's going on here. All right. And this is actually not bad. Okay. So if we look at this chart. So what do we have here? Okay. The first phase is what we call consolidation. Consolidation is the birth of all markets, because what's happening is you've got a massive amount of indecision. You have buyers come in with new money to buy the market. They run it up, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, sellers show up and sell it all the way back down, back to a support level. And like magic, new buyers come in and push it back up, and new sellers come in, and they rotate around this consolidation area, creating a series of double bottoms, double tops, double bottoms, double tops, double bottoms, until it eventually breaks out. So now we had a uptrend starting here. Again, this is a little bit steeper than I would like to see, but it's a general idea. And actually, we're seeing one happening live and on my right. But let's go through this first. Anyways, we're running out of time to finish that, but we will get back to it right after the break. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, LibertyTalk.fm. You can download The Bubba Show every single day, as well as The Sporting Edge on the weekends, and Bubba's Bottom Line the new video, Crossing the Nation, at BubbaTrading.com. Go check it out. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be back after the break. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, as we do a little technical trading. A little technical, make sure we understand what's going on in the world, because there's nothing going on in the markets right now, but if we knew the technicals, we'd know what to do with it. So let's get back to that right now. Here we go.
First, and we trended up, and then finally, the market blew off after it broke to the uptrend, so the trend became up. After we broke up, the market finally blew off up at the top here, and then reversed course. Now, that doesn't always happen to reverse course, but that is something that we look for. So it's the consolidation level is first. Then we have what we call the breakout to the trend. So if we look at this live, this is happening as we are training right now. This is a live crude oil. We had consolidation right there. Okay. Then we had a breakout to the trend. And right now, the last phase of the market is what we call the blow off. This is when traders, speculators, investors, anybody, this is when they don't care about time. They don't care about price. All they care about is puking out and getting out. All right. And this is typically the death of the market, and a new pattern should begin. But most markets will trade just like that. It doesn't matter if we're looking at a 1 minute chart or if we go to a 10-year chart, we have the same patterns. They just magically appear the same way. And again, it's always the same, no matter what you're looking at. So when you finally realize and understand that, then you can now look and say, yeah, that doesn't make sense. I can do better. So if I'm looking at something like, so let's look at feeder cattle. All right, now I want to go to a 6 month, I think is what I need. Or is it a 9 month? I can't remember. Yeah, 6 months is what I need. Okay. So if we look at feeder cattle, I just want to change it to the actual chart of its own. All right. And so what did we have in feeders? All right. So we had a consolidation pattern. We had the break to the downside, and then we got the big puke from the banks. Okay, we had the big forced liquidation in here. Okay, now this was on in October, the low, and that's when the fat cattle was on at 99 or 96, excuse me. Now, again, what had happened here is they wore themselves out down here, and all of a sudden, there was no sellers left to sell, and the market started to flatten out, and we started to consolidate down at a lower level, and all of a sudden, they started to break out to a trend. Okay. And then, of course, we had the big pop-up move. And then we came all the way back down. And where are we at right now? We're now in consolidation. And if we look at this from this point, we are in consolidation at the upper end of the range. And if I were going to get in here, the only thing I'd be doing here would be selling it. I would not be a buyer here. I would only be a seller. Now, based on the information I have here, it's kind of hard to make a real prediction. Although I do believe that this will go lower based on that I believe we peaked here. I believe that was from the rally. We played down. We're in consolidation. I believe the next break will be down to the downside once again. But, of course, I'll be prepared if it's not. And I firmly expect 122 or so to hold on this chart. And it's the same here on the fat cattle. All right. And of course, the rally was no surprise back off of some support. And of course, I expect this to fail because now we're just looking for to sell. What are we talking about? A double top. Okay. In a market that looks like it's starting to trend lower. And again, this is over and over, no matter what product you're looking at. I mean, I look at cotton. All right. Cotton was a understandable sale here. Now, I don't say that it was bearish yet, but it, certainly it was an understandable sale as it kind of had this big spike up and then failed to break out from there. Naturally, the path of least resistance then became to the downside. And that is what you're looking for, is the path of least resistance. Because as you look at, you know, when we talk about different things, and you've seen my newsletter, right? I talk about dollar. You can see that the dollar was peaking up here. And now we're trying to come up. And actually, look at that. We came to a perfect double top. And now we're starting to work our way lower again. And these are the things that you're concerned about as a speculator or as a farmer that's looking at your own crops or your own meats. Because, again, you want to understand what the market thinks, because what builds this chart is money flow. Okay? Everything is built on money. You've heard me say this many times before in past webinars. It's all about the money. That's what we care about. So the money is built by the charts. The money builds the chart. The flow tells you where the money's going. And your job is to be with the stronger money. All right? There's what they call in the market strong hands and weak hands. You want to be with the strong hands because that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to watch them control the market. Now, you know, I don't know if any of you have ever used any indicators. I'm a big anti-indicator guy. I don't use any. You'll see one indicator that I allow people to use when I'm teaching them how to trade futures. But basically, I don't believe in any of them because, again, I'm interested in being able to learn to read the chart myself, because if I do that, I think I can be ahead of the crowd because they're all sitting there waiting, watching the same indicators. Now, there's hundreds of indicators. Average true range, what do I care? Simple moving average, that's one that everybody talks about, right? We're above the 50, we're above the 200. Okay, I mean, that one I could live with a little bit. Moving average, convergence, divergence. Okay, so that's a computer telling me that everybody's seen that, and believe me, you can see that ahead of time. Direction of movement, relative strength, stochastics, who cares? They're all garbage, in my opinion. And again, I'm not telling you that you shouldn't, but I'm just telling you that you do when you try to use too many indicators, the MACD, which is the average convergence divergence, and all these crazy indicators that everybody's trying to sell, all you're doing is throwing your dough in the garbage. Because if they worked enough, then you could sit home in your jockey shirts and you wouldn't have to trade. You wouldn't have to understand the market. Just let turn the computer on and let that do it for you. But unfortunately, that isn't the case. Markets are built on emotion. Markets are built on chart patterns. Markets are built on what we call a footprint. So when we look at the footprint, all right, and that's when we look at the market, all we're looking for is a map or a guide or a footprint to tell us what's going on. Now, here is a footprint I read, you know, on a stock, if it doesn't matter. I said that earnings could not meet the expectations based on the price action going in. And sure enough, I was right. And again, I don't only tell you when I'm right. I tell you when I'm wrong, too. But I'm just saying that these are things you're looking for because we have to understand the market psychology. We have to understand what the money's doing. It's just like when we go back to the cattle markets in 6 months ago when the banks were forcing liquidation, okay, because they couldn't take it anymore. So the banks were forcing everybody out. That was a for sure sign to be a buyer. And for those of you who read my newsletter knew that I was wanting to buy down there. Because that was an automatic. They were panicking out of the market. And you know, or you should know, that when everybody wants to be on the same side and either everybody's buying them or everybody's selling them, you know one thing's wrong. They cannot all be right. They're panicking and they're being driven by the emotional state around them, not by the actual technical movement of the chart. It's the same thing in the weather. Everybody remember July 4th? For all of you who decided that you wanted to be a, you know, you knew that the weather was going to have a monster. And, of course, everybody kept buying. The minute we came back from the holiday, they collapsed. Again, you cannot trade on that information, because it is not valid enough information, and it has nothing to do with the technical analysis of the chart. All you're doing when you try to buy, when you spec, just like a lot of guys are now, are specking on the weather, is you get creamed, unless you're just taking quick profits and getting in and out. Because, again, this will fail because the whole boat is loading on one side, and, of course, we know what happens when that happens. When the boat's loaded up, it typically fails. So the difference between technical and fundamental, all right? So the fundamental stuff is supply and demand in case of farming. You know, what do we need? Who's buying? Where we're going to go? But again, you can't always count on that. First of all, you can't always count that you're going to be able to deliver anyways. That's the first thing that you've got to worry about. All right? So we've got to worry about A, production getting out, and then, you know, delivery. And what is the supply and demand? In stocks, you're looking at earnings. You're looking at other things, but again, fundamentally, your crop is strong as long as it grows. Your meats are fine, so the fundamentals don't change all that much, but the supply demand does, which does can reduce price. But really what reduces price is trading, is speculating, is pushing it down. You know, we've seen, I mean, over the last 3 or 4 years, we've seen the PED virus in the hog market driving hogs to, what, 130? We've seen feeders go to, like, 250, all right? Again, for no reason. And, of course, I kept saying at those things that it wouldn't last, and, of course, it didn't last. But, again, one thing you have to learn about the market is you cannot predict the top or the bottom. You want to look for the correct opportunity, which allows you to say, this looks like it. But again, if we go back to...
And we'll go back after we get back from the break. This is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. And of course, LibertyTalk.fm, the only station you'll ever need, allows you to download The Bubba Show. And of course, The Sporting Edge with Xander on the weekends. And the hottest new video out there right now is Bubba's Bottom Line. You can get that at BubbaTrading.com. Go check it out. This is The Bubba Show. We'll be right back after the break with more education for my friends. We'll be right back after the break. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you as we do a little learning. You know, education, very important. I'm a big supporter. You know, high school. I got highschoolinvesting.com. So you know I'm a big supporter of education. So let's learn a little bit more. Here we go.
Do a chart and look at a market. So if I look at the Dow right now, okay, the Dow Jones. Now, I'd love to call top, but I can't call top here. We keep making new highs every day. How can I call it a top? I need a footprint to verify the markets in the top. The hog market's been sickening, okay? But let me give you a better picture. That's not, I hate when they show the rollover because that's not that doesn't give you an accurate depiction. But this finally looks like it is now finally. I did call a top last week here because now I can actually see a reason to look to be a seller. Now, we came right down to a support level and did bounce, which was perfectly natural. 70 was a great level to bounce off, and it bounced and made what we call a lower high. To me, this looks like a stone sale, and of course, I will be selling it until it proves me wrong. But that's what we're looking for. We need a reason to buy or sell. And the reasons vary, but it always comes back to a overall footprint that the market will put in for you and give you the direction of the money flow that you're seeing. So if you allow yourself to learn and watch that, then again, all charts are the same because they all do the same thing. It doesn't matter. Here's another one that I said that I believe that the earnings was already priced in. The market expectation was priced in. Look at the result. All right. And again, I'm not telling you they're all winners. I just can't think of the losers at the moment. And believe me, there's plenty. But again, that's what we're looking for is that we want to be in a general position, a favorite position to be ahead. Okay. You know, again, back to a little bit more fundamental analysis is just, again, it's all the things that you would think about that would drive the fundamentals, but the fundamentals do not reward the ability to read a footprint or to read the chart. Fundamentals don't necessarily reward you. Now, it's more prevalent in stocks because of the way that they report. And you know, of course, in your in crops and in livestock, you're continually selling and rotating out. But, you know, in stocks, you have Apple. I'll give you the perfect example. Apple in 2011 or 13, whatever it was, I can't remember. But it had record earnings, the biggest earnings in the history of the United States of America. Biggest company ever. Stock was almost $700 a share. Everything was going great, and the next thing you knew, the stock was down to 350. Well, the fundamentals didn't change. The technicals changed. So your objective is to be a buyer or a seller based on the technical analysis that you're doing. And if you're using an equity, then you would want a solid fundamental company, but you would not want to enter or exit without a reasonable technical reason. Because if you do, you're just gambling and more or less throwing your money away when you do it like that. Because again, it comes back down to using price, time, volume, because that will give you the general idea of what is going to happen with whatever product that you're looking for. And it doesn't matter, because everything trades off of the same thing. Price, time, volume. Price, time, volume. Doesn't matter. As long as you understand those three things, you have a chance to be a solid reader of the footprint. If you can read the footprint, you put yourself immediately in the best chance. And just a little example of fundamental data, why it does not work. Okay, here is the things that are going on in this country today. Student loans at record highs, food stamps at record highs, federal debt at record highs, money printing at record highs, health insurance costs at record highs, labor participation down, home ownership down, income down, worker share of the economy down. Now, basically, if I told you that and didn't tell you what the market was doing, you'd have to think the market was down. And of course, the market's not. It's up 250% from the bottom. So again, we can look for all the reasons, and you can look for all the emotional reasons to be on one side or the other market. I will tell you right now that you will lose and get creamed more often than not by trying to outsmart the market, because you know what? The market is never wrong. The market is an absolute medium. Why is it always right? Because it's being driven by price, time, and money. And for those of you who followed me, you know, we had gold. We were looking for one more big sell-off. Then it held, and we could realize that it held and felt that it would probably make one more little bit of a rally. Now, again, I'm not bragging that we get it right all the time. I'm telling you that you're trying to statistically put yourself in a favorite position. You want to be the underwriter, because if you do it correctly, you're going to win more than you're going to lose, and you're going to protect yourself and keep yourself within the game, instead of wondering what hit you. Because those who gamble lose. Trading, speculating, hedging, protecting are not gambles. They are mathematical models, which is what the market is. Trading is no different than any other business. But the difference is that it is a learnable skill that you can develop and become more successful at it, whichever purpose that you want to use it for. You know, we've all got different reasons to use it. I use it for myself. I have it, my entire retirement account is in the equity market, but I also trade in a short term. I use different methods, but they all relate back to the same thing. What is the technical parts of the market telling me? Because again, looking at the information I just showed you, how could the market be up? But all the market does is go up. As the data gets worse, the market goes higher. All right, now we're seeing, why is the market higher over the last 3 months because of Donald Trump? Well, because you're seeing a lot of promises. So now we've decided that we want to buy on the promise of what he might do. Not one thing that will affect the economy has been approved yet, but the markets are bidding it up. That's, again, goes to market expectation. Now, you can bet your whatever, your donkey, that it's going to probably have a correction here at some point soon. But we cannot predict it, because as you look at the markets, they just keep continue to drive forward and to drive up. So are we going to be the ones that tell the market that it can't go up anymore? I don't think so. You're going to have to sit there and wait. Here is that ascending triangle that we looked at today. Okay, look what happened. It did break out to the upside. But again, when we look at these patterns, I could have told you, and again, unfortunately, what I'm going to tell you now, I have all on tape. So it's, I'm not making up a story just to show you in the chart. Right? But I did tell all my people that you could only be a buyer once we got through here. And of course, we have continued to plunge higher. Now, I have not personally bought, because I don't believe in buying these indexes. I think they're overinflated, but I have bought stocks. I just won't buy the individual indexes. But I can see the pattern that allows it to continue to go higher. And again, I haven't sold it because, again, even though my personal opinion is that they're overvalued, that does not give me the right to say, hey, I'm smarter than the market, I'm going to sell it. Because, again, you could see what would have happened to me if I did so. So you have to use an unemotional approach that just strictly looks at the market footprint and says, okay, this is what I see. This is what I'm going to do based on what I'm seeing. I'm also going to have what we call an exit point. Should I be wrong, which is possible, then I have to have an exit where I'm going to get out and take my losses. But one thing we need is, if you don't have a competitive edge, don't compete.
And we'll end it today on that. But again, it is about the market footprint. The money flow of the markets will give you the best idea of where the markets think they're going to go and where they want to go. And it's up to you to now to start to understand that, because that's how you make money trading, and that's how you limit the risk, and that's how you grab that competitive edge. And the other competitive edge is going to libertytalk.fm and downloading the Bubba Show every single day, because that gives you an edge in trading. And then you go to the Sporting Edge, and that gives you an edge in sports investing. And of course, then you could get Bubba's bottom line at BubbaTrading.com, and you've got it all. You hit the trifecta. But that'll do it for today, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. I always appreciate and like hanging out with everybody. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much.
Revolutionary Talk for Revolutionary Times. Liberty Talk FM.